Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, the stages of change, or 3 minutes to a longer, more vital life. Well, folks, here's the psychology. We change in stages from, I never thought much about that being a problem, to, gee, that is a problem, to, I'm making a plan to change that, to, I'm taking action, to, done, just got to keep it up. Now, as a researcher, I'm careful not to make statements that go beyond the science. But are you sitting down? Because here comes the most seemingly extravagant but really true claim I'm ever going to make. In the next 3 minutes, I'm going to tell you how to reduce your risk of developing metabolic syndrome, the disease process underlying heart disease, obesity, diabetes, etc., and reduce it big time. And if you listen, think, plan, and take action in the next 3 minutes and keep going for the next 12 minutes, you'll be finished with your day one steps to reducing your risk of coronary heart disease, the number one killer of us in America, by 25 to 30%. Really? Really. And if you act now, I'll throw in a set of steak knives. No steak knives. Just kidding. Game? Okay, here we go. Now remember, if I asked you if you were sitting down, there's problem number one. Never thought about it, huh? More and more research has shown that sitting too much leads to developing that nasty disease-making metabolic syndrome. Simple as that. Sit too much, get metabolic syndrome and serious medical problems. And virtually all of us in our chairs are everywhere America sit way too much, including me and probably all the other psychologists in the world, and it's making us fatter, giving us diabetes, heart disease, etc., etc. The latest expert thinking is we should stand for at least 15 minutes an hour. Thought about it enough? Okay. Ready to plan? Okay. All we got to do is stand up. So done with the plan? Yeah. Okay. Ready to act? Okay, let's stand up. Upsy-daisy. Great. Now, here's something else to ponder that you probably haven't pondered enough because very few of us are actually doing it, and it's really simple again. To reduce our risk of coronary heart disease by 25 to 30%, all we got to do is move a little faster for 15 minutes a day to get the heart and lungs and everything else in the body a bit more energized. Something like brisk walking, nothing serious or painful, just a brisk walk or something else you like that gets the bod perked up for 15. So, convinced? Done thinking? Okay, ready to plan? Since we're already standing, how about we start right now? Okay, let's start walking in place. Really? Why not? Okay, great. We're doing it. And our hearts are getting happier and healthier. Just got to keep it up for the next 13 minutes, 15 total over the whole day. Not even all in one chunk, so if you get tired after a minute or two, stop. Rest. Start again when you're ready. Do that for 15 minutes across the day for the rest of your life, and your life will very likely be longer and healthier. Really? Really. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.